Sports Betting Brotherhood, hey, bring it up, and thanks for stopping by the sportsbetfunding.com's daily picks report for the day with all the cappers and the accumulating picks that we see. What we do, guys, is the sharks, the whales, the big boys, as they come through. We notice and see the games that they're on and pass that on to you as added value to ideally make money. And so you can check in here daily, get picks, make money, rinse, repeat. And the concept is basically cherry picking these games and cherry picking the information from them and using it to your advantage. Now, in the meantime, sportsbetfunding.com is a connector of sports bettors to sports books in that many people have had a hard time with their bank card, their debit card getting blocked due to their bank saying, nope, sorry, we're not going to allow that. Well, our question is, whose money is it? It's yours. And they're telling you what to do with your money. I don't really like that. And in the meantime, it's not illegal. It's not like you're trying to do something illegal. And so for that reason, we created the company to help sports bettors get connected in that you can stop at the website, sportsbetfunding.com. You can choose how much you want to put in said sports book. We have six of the top A-rated sports books. Let's say, for example, you go through the checkout process and you choose a package of $100 going to, say, mybookie.ag. It's probably a good idea. Mybookie.ag is just outstanding. Now, fund it. Go through the checkout, go through the cart process, just like you're buying a book at Amazon. And then in return, what we do is a cryptocurrency or the Bitcoin transfer for you and with you into your account. Therefore, you will not be turned down ever again with your card going to fund and work with yourself on this type of a fun account. Now, what about payouts? Well, we reverse the process. They can do a Bitcoin transfer to us. We in turn do an exchange and PayPal or do the funds back to you in any fashion you may choose. So that's what we do, guys. That's what we do, and we bring you the picks in the meantime as added value. Going through them real quick, one of the first picks was on Michigan today. One of the sharks was on Michigan. And yesterday we had that same shark on Michigan State, and another one was on Iowa. And we said, wow, this is going to be interesting. Someone's going to be right. Someone's going to be wrong. Same thing going on today. Same guys on Michigan. Another one said, nope, can't do it. That line stinks. It smells Indiana at home. That line's kind of fishy. It should be a lot higher. Something's kind of going wrong here. So do with it what you may, but that's kind of the consensus. Is some people are like hammering it, and some people are saying, it's off. It's wrong. I'm going to stay away. So we want to just kind of point that information out. I guess we'll see what happens. We're going to watch the game and enjoy it and see what happens. One of the sharks is definitely dialed in today with the NBA games. It's on the New York Knicks plus a 9.5. Definitely dialed in, and he's seen the board well. So throwing out the New York Knicks, that's good against New Jersey Nets tonight. And that rivalry game should tip off and be interesting to see what happens with that plus 9.5. Another one coming up is Rider. This is the biggest game of the night, guys. Rider -3 in college hoops. They tip off, I believe, at 7 o'clock Eastern time. They are playing Iona. And that's a game that opened up at -1, went to a -3. Clearly, there's some big money movement on that, even though it's a smaller conference game. But they're seeing that as a big, big play. And a big pick is Rider, the Bronx, playing in Iona or at Iona for that college hoops game. So last one, and finally bringing you Orlando, -3.5. Playing Washington. Washington, they're playing Orlando, is at home. Washington, as you remember last night, got the loss against a Golden State team at home. They're on the road tonight. So, you know, on the road very next day down in Orlando. Not a long trip, but feel like Orlando is going to be waiting for him rested and should be able to cover that 3.5 to 4 point spread. So there's your picks, guys. Let's review real quick. New York Knicks +9, Rider -3, and Orlando -3.5. Staying away from the Michigan game, just throwing it out there. You can play it if you want to. The other one was the Nuggets. The other one they did have was the Nuggets. It seems to lose a lot of value at this particular point in the time of the day. It's about 14.5, 15. Now it's up to about 17. The only thing that I will share with you on the thought process of this is the Nuggets have Philadelphia coming in tomorrow. And I'm concerned about a backdoor cover for Phoenix. And the 17 points is a boatload of points. And my concern is the Nuggets might get up. They might get it by 20. They might get it by a ton. And in preparation for tomorrow, a big game on Saturday night with Philadelphia coming into town, you know, start to kind of pull the reins back. And why pile on Phoenix, right? Why just get the W? Why pile on and, you know, save the team, save the legs for tomorrow that you might need? So that in turn kind of concerns us for that backdoor cover. So that might be a first half play, something to consider, something to look at. But I wanted to throw that out. Also, Phoenix just got done playing last night at home. So not that it's a long flight from Phoenix to Denver, but something to consider as they just played last night as well. So there you go. Hopefully it's very helpful information to make some cabbage. Tune in tomorrow. We'll rinse, repeat. And if you have any questions, you can always give us a call, 302 858-0733.